Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be careful, Lord, to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all of the honor.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Mary, get yourself ready. You'll do something. She's looking like, oh, amen. Hallelujah. Let's read Psalm 95 this morning. Let's read it together, Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Let's read it together. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. And then we're going to go to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Praise God. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Amen. We're going to magnify the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Let's read. Mom, you got it, Pastor Mom?
Yeah,
I guess. There we go. Amen. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. So y'all know last week we were talking about exalting the Lord together. Well, Pastor Mom, you were in the bed. You had gone to sleep, I think, maybe. But we were talking about telling the Lord who he is from A to Z. Remember that, Pastor? Amen. So we're not gonna go from A to Z today, but you can pick out at least three of the alphabet that you want to exalt the Lord and tell the Lord who he is. You know, that's the whole thing. And you know, I was thinking about this and I was like, God, you know, that seems so elementary, you know, what you having us do. And then he said to me, he said, I've been looking for people who will just be elementary, who will just tell me who I am. People want to go and do, I mean, other people are doing other things. He said, I'm just asking y'all to do this. And I'll say, okay, you on it. And it's been a blessing, too. It's been a blessing to go through the alphabet and say who the Lord is. So pick three alphabets where, you know, you may want to say J, K, and L. You know, he is a just judge. He's a King of Kings. He's a Lord of Lords. You may want to go to the O and a P. And a, okay, I don't have a Q right now. But you may want to say hallelujah. He's a quintessential God. Amen. You know, you might want to say A, B, C. I'm going to give you A, B, C, or C, B, C, and D. You know, he's a beloved. He's a bread of light. He's Christ. He's a coming king. He's a day star. He's a deliverer. I really believe if we allow God to let us get into this, this is going to change our life. So God does things simply, and then he gets complex with them. So let's do this. Amen. Okay, so Pastor Mom, you have anything you could do?
Lord is my provider.
He's your provider. Hallelujah. So
the Lord is my life.
All right. Amen. Give us one more, Mama.
Okay. Lord is our peace.
Amen. Amen. That's good, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. So while all y'all getting it together, we're going to have Pastor Mark first. You with us, Pastor? Are you with us, Minister Mary? Okay.
L, he's love.
Amen.
M, he's magnificent, mighty, marvelous.
All right. Amen. You got more than one, but that's good.
N, oh, man. Ooh. Got to get one for Ian.
I'm waiting on y'all.
Nobody like him.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's good. That's good. I'm that down. Because I said I'm looking for me a good Ian. No?
But he's the Nazareth.
The Nazarene, right?
He's the name that's above every name.
Hey, hallelujah.
That's awesome.
Amen. Okay. Minister Mary, what you got?
He's my deliverer. R, he's my rescuer. And S, he's my strength.
All right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. We're going to open a line for Minister Rachel and family. Happy Mother's Day, Minister Rachel.
So I'm going to pick A, B, and C. A, he's my almighty, all-knowing. B, he's my blessed, beautiful, beloved. And C, he's my caring, compassionate comforter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Say that, C, one more time.
He's my caring, compassionate comforter.
Love it. Love
Hallelujah.
It. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Once again, happy Mother's Day. Okay, Pastor Price. You over there laughing,
Glory
Pastor
to God.
Price?
Yes, I'm on. Glory to God. God bless you. Happy Mother's Day, Pastor Mom. Happy Mother's Day, Mary. And happy Mother's Day, Apostle and Minister Rachel. To everybody on the line, just a mother. Whether in, well, somebody said by nature or by nurture, happy Mother's Day to each one of you all.
Hey,
mine is
a good way.
You're welcome. Mine is A&O and B&E. Mine is that he's Alpha and Omega and the beginning and the end. A&O,
Amen.
B&E. I thought Pastor Mark was going to get that, so I'm glad, Pastor Mark, you didn't get it. So A&O, Alpha and Omega, and B&E is the beginning and the end. Glory to God. God bless you all.
Amen. Hey, and if we do say something that somebody else says, it bears repeating.
Because I want to throw my K in there.
Go ahead.
Be my keeper.
Hey, hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. And happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Amen. I think about that picture that you took with Joy and Amber, and they standing on both sides, and you're holding their hands. That picture just flashed before me just now. That was beautiful.
Which
Amen.
Picture? Which
Have
picture?
A blessed. Oh, it was
All
a
right.
while back. You guys
oh, okay.
took a picture
right.
together, you, Amber, and Joy.
Oh, okay.
Amen. Praise God.
Right.
Happy Mother's Day. All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to our declarations today. And, you know, I just want to say again, happy Mother's Day to everybody. Just so blessed to have Pastor Mom, you know, with us. Some of you know that she really went through something the end of April, and she was in the hospital, and now she's back, and she's doing well. She's getting stronger, right, Pastor Mom?
Yes, doing well. Thank you.
Amen. She's getting stronger. Like last Sunday, she had to, you know, go into bed pretty soon. You know, she may be going back to bed in a little bit, but right now she's sitting up, and we praise God for that. She's the thing that I think about, Mom, is that she's determined. Hallelujah. I love a lot about her, but, you know, in these days here, I see that she's determined. She She does her exercises. Her legs are getting stronger. She's getting stronger. Her mind don't be missing a beat. Amen. Some things we don't remember, and she remembers. So she'll tell us. We go, oh, thank you for remembering that, Mom, because we forgot to give it to you or do that for you. So we just thank God. And while I'm talking, I just want to thank all my family and all of us who've gotten together, because it takes a village to help with Pastor Mom and all the things that she's been going through. It takes a village. So I just want to thank all of you, you know, who have come here physically to help. Everything you do helps us. Even those who are not physically with us and who can pray, who have been praying, because we have felt those wonderful, wonderful prayers. And we thank God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. So as we go on, I want to give you a little heads up, because you'll have an opportunity to talk about your mother and to, you know, we're going to have an opening for that today. So you can say something about your mother today. See, right now there's quite a few of Pastor Mom's cheering with us this morning. So just, you know, prepare yourself for that. Let's go to our declaration. We're going to continue to declare and decree. Job 22:8 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Amen. I mean, it sounds like a simple statement, but it's so profound. When things come out of our mouth, what was it, last week or so, I was preaching about permission, that we can give permission. When we open up our mouths, we say something, we do something, it either gives permission to the Lord or it gives permission to the enemy. Amen. So, but when we decree a thing, according to the word of God, we give permission in our lives. And some may say, well, why are you going to give God permission? God is a gentleman. And he won't bust up in your life unless you give him the permission and you're in agreement with him for him to be able to do things in your life. So, amen. So you decree a thing and it's established unto you, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Amen. I don't know. I got a little preach this morning. I keep stopping and saying something. But that light, the light shall shine upon thy ways. You know, we have plants here in the living room. This is the first time in my life that I have had plants that have flourished the way that they're flourishing here. And I've noticed things about these plants. And what I've noticed is that if you look at the plants, all of them are facing the sun. That light is shining upon them, and they're going towards the sun. If I turn a plant the other way, then a week it's back towards the sun. Hallelujah. So they're looking for the light to shine upon them, and that's what we should look for as well. Okay, Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. So his word stands forever. Amen. I've preached enough. I won't go into that again today, but we'll talk about that next week. Amen. So let's do some, we're going to probably do maybe two or three declarations today. And I've gotten so much comfort out of these declarations. When things began to happen, it's like, oh, no, devil, you can't mess with me. Because we done declared and decreed this already. Even when Mom went into the hospital and said, no, no, no. We made some declarations up in here. And when the doctor said after Mom stopped bleeding, the doctor said, oh, it must have healed itself. And I didn't say nothing to him. When he said, it must have healed itself, I didn't say a word. But inside, I was like, that was God Almighty God who did that. And it's been, about 9 days since she's been back home. No blood, no bleeding whatsoever.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And they didn't do nothing. They really didn't.
The transfusion.
Okay. They did do something. You're right. Thank you for that correction, brother.
They did the transfusion.
But I'm saying, like, no surgery or nothing like that to stop the bleeding. Amen. Hallelujah. But God did it. God did it.
Amen.
Oh, yes, he did it. Okay. Declaration. Repeat after me. No weapon
formed against me
shall prosper.
This is the heritage
of the Lord.
Whatever I
do
will prosper.
For I am like
a
tree
that's
planted
by
the streams
of water.
That's Isaiah 54:17 and Psalm 1:3. Okay, repeat after me.
Christ
has redeemed me
from
the curse of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid any sickness or disease to come upon my body.
Every disease, every germ, allergy, allergic reaction, and every virus
that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body functions in the perfection that God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction in my body. In Jesus' name,
amen.
And I'm telling you, I kept thinking about that, you know, because Mom's declaring this, you know, along with us. And as she was laying in that bed, the hospital bed, I'm like, devil, you can't do this, because her body is functioning in the perfection that God created it to function in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Okay, we're going to do one more. Repeat after me.
Great is the peace of my children and children's children.
For they are taught of the Lord.
Amen.
That's a prayer for every mother.
Yes.
Just right there. Amen. Isaiah 54:13. Amen. That's a wonderful Mother's Day prayer for all of the mothers that should declare and decree the peace of God over all of our children. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's go in and have some praise and worship here. Praise the Lord. Welcome, area code 949. I don't know who you are. But welcome. Good to have you here with us today. Praise the living Jesus. So we're going to hear some praise and worship today, unless you guys feel like singing. Y'all want to sing? Ain't nobody saying nothing. Okay. Yeah, the songs are in there. Oh, you want to sing that?
I'm already on the day.
Well, glory to God.
It's Monday. She want to hear her song, don't she?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to hear her song?
I mean, you can do praise and worship after you sing. It's up on you.
Okay. Well, this is Pastor Mom's favorite song. So we're going to sing that. To one of her favorite songs. And it's I Love You, Lord, Today. Amen. Yeah, I know you like that song, right? And if you feel like singing your favorite song, if you feel like singing today, you can sing today. Amen. So we'll start. You decide if you're going to sing today. All right. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you cared for me
in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up. I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up. I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled. One more time. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom, you want to sing your song? Use me, Lord.
Use me, Lord, in that service. Draw me nearer every day, for I'm willing,
hallelujah,
Lord, to run on,
yes,
all the way, Lord, all the way, Lord, for I'm willing,
yes,
Lord, to run on, all the way.
Hallelujah! 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 Amen. Pastor Mom is willing to run on all the way, all the way. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. You right on. See, look at her. And she does it pretty, and she right on. If y'all want to see Pastor Mom, go on her Facebook page, Willie B. McCoy. And you'll see her latest picture that she just took, I think it was yesterday, for Mother's Day. Beautiful picture. And she has a beautiful balloon that her Memphis children sent to her. And we're going to have to do some photo ops with that balloon. It's the biggest Happy Mother's Day balloon you'd have ever seen before in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's sing another song together, and then we'll go into praying over our finances. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. Lord, you've been so good. Yes, you've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we're grateful to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We magnify you. We glorify you. Hallelujah, Lord God. So much to be thankful for today, Lord God. So much to be grateful for today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, Allah, your Lord, your Lord, your Lord, your Lord.
Hallelujah. It's a privilege. It's an honor. Hallelujah. And as Pastor Mom said, I just thank you, Lord, that I can say thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. And that 949 number, that's Pastor Don from California. Praise God. Amen. Say hi to him, Pastor Mom.
Hi.
Don.
Hi, Don. How you doing? Glad to hear your voice today.
Amen. Glad you're on with us, Don. I know it's a little early, just a little early for you this morning. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. We'll open the lines later. You'll get to say something. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, let's go to our finances. We thank God for what he's doing in our finances. Hallelujah. I have to say this. Last week, we prayed over the finances. And then I went into praying, for us as we, gave our tithes and offerings last week. And I began to pray. As I began to pray, the Lord took me up in the spirit. And I can recall feeling something at the top of my stomach. And I started praying in tongues last week. And so then I was like, wow, what is that? And then the Lord began to prophesy, and he was saying that people were going to get blessed financially, that this was this month, before this month is out, that financial blessings were going to come this month. And I felt it so strong because he was saying it through me in a different way than I've had that, than, he's done that before. I will tell you, I have been so blessed. And what is this, the ninth? Mm-hmm. And, God, he has an automatic way of blessing anyway. And we get blessings, for Mother's Day and stuff like that. But this was beyond that, okay? That Sunday, that same day, I won't say names and I won't say numbers, but that same day I got a big blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And the person who blessed me didn't know that was coming to her. Amen. And so the Lord, and I said her, I could have said them, but the blessing came, and it was an awesome blessing. And that was that Sunday, last Sunday. Then the next day, someone called and said, I'm sending you, that blessing that came on Sunday was for me and Pastor Mom. Then the Monday came, and somebody who had been saying for a long time, I'm going to bless y'all. I'm going to bless y'all. As soon as I get blessed, I'm going to bless y'all. That blessing came. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And then another blessing came this week as well. I mean, I spoke at their church online, and I wasn't, looking for them to, but a blessing came from them as well. So then, we had other blessings. There were things that our family, our siblings had gotten together. And we prayed about it. We said, Lord, what should we do? He said, go for it. And I think maybe I can say this, and the blood of Jesus is over it.
Just hold it.
We'll hold it. Thank you. We're going to hold it. But our siblings got together to do something that the Lord told us to do, and it came through. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God is doing things. Amen. And I believe because we have just been simple, like he said, to do things simply, and it may seem like we're doing the same thing over and over, but God is doing something with that. He's using it. And I guess he's talking to me right now to encourage me to continue to do what he says to do, no matter how simply it looks. You know, sometimes I do want to put my hand behind my ear and hoop, but I have to do it his way. Amen. And we're seeing the fruit. Come on, somebody. We're seeing the fruit of what he's saying already.
Amen.
So keep your eyes open. Expect God. You know, he's not going to end at the end of this month, but still expect God, because there's some great big blessings that are coming even this month in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you want to hear that word, and I need to go back and listen to that word myself, but if you want to hear that word from last week, all you have to do is Google Get'em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio, E-S-L-C-C-C, and look for what was last month's date was May the 2nd. And you'll hear, amen. And that prophecy is for you too. Glory to God.
Amen.
Oh, and I'll say another thing that some of you know that the Lord has laid on my heart to do, to invest in cryptocurrency. Well, this past week, my cryptocurrency has doubled.
All right.
Glory to God. Since he told me to put this particular one in April the 3rd, and since then, I'm doing like about four of them, and out of the four, I want to say three or four of them have doubled in 1 month.
All right.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do what the Lord say do, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So our prayer for finances, repeat after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them.
Be in charge of them.
And use them.
For your purpose,
may I be
a
good steward
of
all
that you give me,
and walk
in total agreement
as to how
it is to be dispersed.
I pray
that
I will learn
to live
free
of
burdensome debt,
where
I have not been
wise.
Bring restoration
and
give me guidance.
Show me how
I can help increase
my
finances
and
not decrease
them
unwisely.
Help me to remember
that all I have
belongs
to you,
and
to be grateful for it.
I pray
that I will find it easy
to give
to you
and
to others
as
you have instructed
in your word.
I gave you a lot that time. Give me wisdom
to
handle money wisely.
Help
me make good decisions
as
to how I spend.
I pray
that I will find
the
perfect balance
between
spending needlessly
and
being miserly.
May
I always
be
paid well
for
the work I do.
And
may my money
not
be stolen,
lost,
devoured,
destroyed,
or
wasted.
Multiply it.
So
what I make
will
go a long way.
I pray
that I will
not
be
anxious
about
finances,
but will seek your kingdom
first.
Knowing that as I do,
I
will
have
all
I
need.
In
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, there
are three
ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You
can
give via Cash App at
$ESLCCC.
And the ESLCCC stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So $ESLCCC. If you're here in the Heritage House, you can give at the door, 2E. Amen. So people have given at the door. I'm walking down the hall and people sticking money in my hand. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So you can give that way as well if you're here in the building. And so you can give by mail and make your checks payable to ESLCCC. And you can send it to 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us pray. Amen. Mary, Minister Mary, pray over our finances. Pray over our offerings and tithes.
All right. Lord God, we thank you and we praise you for the offerings that will be given today, whether it be by the door or through the email or the
cash out
in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Lord God, and we praise you. And we thank you, Lord God, that the finances will be used for your glory, Lord God, and that those that have given, Lord God, that they will be blessed in the name of Jesus. We love you. We praise you. We thank you for being our provider. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. You did good, Minister Mary. Praise God. I love that. You just jump right in. Okay. I want to play a song before we go into hearing Pastor Mom. And I'll tell you what, when this song is over, then we'll go on into Pastor Mom. What we're doing, she's still kind of recuperating, so we're going to play a recording of what she has preached before, and then she's going to make some comments afterwards. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So this seems to be one of my favorite songs lately.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, if you had not saved me, I don't know. Thank you for making our pathway straight. Thank you for always being our protector, our guide, our shield, our everything. Through every trial, through every dark place in our life, we can say this. Through dark clouds, the sun will always. The light of the world. We just give you praise, glory, and honor today for all that you've done for us, for the sacrifice. We want to say we're grateful. Savior, you're our healer.
today we will talk about and learn from three mothers in the Bible who trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Each of these mothers was the first of what they did. All of them had to trust in the Lord for the babies to be born. All their babies was happy.
Miracle.
Was miracle.
Amen.
Okay. Genesis 3:20 says, the man called his wife named Eve because she was the mother of all living. Eve means life of living, giving. She is known as the mother of all living. Eve was the first woman on earth, the first wife, and the first woman to have a baby. That makes Eve the first mother.
Amen.
So, when Eve was pregnant by Adam, she didn't know what was going on. When I got pregnant, I could talk to my mother, my sister, my aunt, other women. Okay. Trust in the Lord. There was no midwife or doctors around to explain to her. No mother for her to go to. Adam didn't know what was going on either. She had to trust in the Lord. That's why the Lord wanted all of us to do.
Amen.
Repeat after me. Lord.
Lord.
I choose. To trust you. Even when everything is new is to me.
Even when everything is new to me.
I choose to trust you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Our next person, mother, is Sarah.
Abraham
and Sarah wanted to have a baby, and they was both very old and past the age of having children. Okay. Apostle Kizer, read this for me.
Okay.
You have it?
I have it.
Okay.
Genesis 17:17 and Hebrews 11:11. Genesis 17:17 says, then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child? Hebrews 11:11. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised.
Okay. Sarah trusted the Lord, and she was the first and only woman to have a baby at the age of 90. Repeat after me. Lord, I choose to trust you. To be faithful. When you're When you promise me.
When you promise me.
I trust to trust you in Jesus' name. Amen.
I choose to trust you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our third and last mother is Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary was the first and only woman to have a baby without being with a man. Apostle Kizzy, would you read this for me?
Okay. We're in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 37. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 37. And in the sixth month of the angel Gabriel was sent from God into the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, and the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at this saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Verse 32, Luke chapter 1, verse 32. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. In his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Amen.
Mary trusted the Lord with all her heart. Mary trusted the Lord when she didn't understand why the angel just greeted her by saying, You are highly favored. The Lord is with thee. You are blessed among women. Repeat after me. I am highly favored.
I am highly favored.
The Lord is with me.
The Lord is with me.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
My trust is in the Lord, even when she was troubled about what was going on. Repeat after me. Lord.
Lord.
I choose to trust you.
I choose to trust you.
Even when I'm troubled about what is going on.
Even when I'm troubled about what is going on.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
The angel told Mary not to fear and that she had favor with the Lord. Mary trusted in the Lord even when she was afraid. Repeat after me. Lord.
Lord.
I choose to trust you.
I choose to trust you.
Even when I'm afraid.
Even when I'm afraid.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
My trust in the Lord with all my heart, and did learn to her understanding. She acknowledged him in all her ways, and the Lord directed her path. Jesus was born through his
through her
womb, just like she,
the angel,
just like the angel said he would. In closing, these three mothers, Eve, Sarah, and Mary, trusted the Lord and found out something that the Lord wanted all of us to know. Repeat after me. With God, nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I hope you were all blessed by this message.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Say that last thing again, Pastor Ma. My button pushed. Say the last thing, I hope.
I hope you was all blessed by this message and that you have a wonderful Mother's Day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, we're going to introduce our speaker, and I just say, you know, after she finishes, just be prepared. We're going to open a
Okay, praise God. We could tell that was a recording. It started playing all over again. Amen. Well, that was Pastor Mom, and she said that a year ago, so now she's been a mother for 72 years. Going on 73 years as of next month, praise God. And so, Pastor Mom, did you want to say anything today?
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Hallelujah. Now, we're going to introduce our speaker, and I just...
Hold on.
Okay, let me get my pointer off of that. Okay, go ahead, Pastor Mom.
Yeah. I really praise the Lord that he carries us all the way. Be like yesterday, I was sick all day long, and I thought I was going away. But I prayed to the Lord, and he carried me along the way and did good by me. And I thank the Lord for it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So it was a good day afterwards. Because I thought I wasn't going to be able to talk to my children. But I got all right. And I thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I just said, yeah, my baby girl and my son.
Baby boy. The baby girl and the baby boy. Oh, Lord. Both of the babies here.
Uh-huh. I just enjoy all of them. They all bought me the Mother's Day presents and all. I just thank you the Lord for you.
Amen.
And be with us and by us. Lead us along the way, Lord. I just thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're getting ready to talk about things about our mother.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to, we're going to open a line and let people here talk about their mother.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother has gone home to be with the Lord.
Yes, she died on my birthday. And every time I go to the grave, I cry. Because she died on my birthday.
Yeah, but you were the one who was her main caregiver. Near the end, right?
Uh-huh.
Amen. Amen. Is there like a, thank you, Pastor. Is there a memory of Lama, that's what we call it, a Lama, that you want to share about something that your mother taught you that was wonderful or?
Oh, yeah, she always was wonderful. She taught me how to clean myself, how to fix myself, how to wash it every day and carry me along the way. And she always taught me what to do. Said, don't put on your right foot. Put your shoe on your right foot and put the other one on there. She always taught me that.
When you put your shoes on, she said, put your foot in the right shoe first.
Uh-huh.
Your right foot in first.
Right.
And then put your left foot in.
Uh-huh.
We don't know what that meant, but all right.
She always said, go right first.
Go right. All right. Go right first.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You got something to say?
Okay. All right. So, Pastor Mark, you could, and we'll open up the lines in just a moment, but we'll go around the room first here.
Amen, amen. I was thinking yesterday about some of the stuff that Mom and I used to do, and I spent a lot of time going to the hospital as a kid because I had asthma and allergies. And so her and I were on the road a lot, going back and forth to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
And there used to be a place called Burger Chef.
But I remember, I worked at Burger Chef.
And I can't remember what their sandwich was called. It was the Big Chef or whatever, but it was I'll tell you how old it was pre-Big Mac, before Big Mac even had a sandwich. McDonald's had the Big Mac. And, oh, I thought that was the best hamburger in the world. And I would just beg and beg her, Mama, can we get... And she would have just a little bit of money. But she would get me that hamburger. And I was like, boy, I was so mad when they finally closed down.
Yeah. You know, I worked there.
You worked there, yeah.
And it closed down after the manager got shot.
Oh, okay. Was that over in Shoto?
Yeah, I worked there. That was one of my first jobs.
Yeah. But that used to be our thing, and it was interesting. As I was thinking about it, I was going through some hard times with the asthma and allergies and stuff like that. But Mama was always prayed up, confident that everything was gonna work out all right. And worked out all right. And here I am now, 60 years old, and still, you know, able to breathe okay and all of that. Amen.
Amen.
So Mama took care of me. That's my
hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll go. That was the baby boy. We go to the baby girl now.
Me and Mom, since I was the baby girl, you know, I had a lot of time with Mom, so we used to spend a lot of time together. I'd come lay in the bed with her all the time. And then I would go shopping with her all the time. And then we'd travel different places together. I can remember we went on our first plane ride together
mm-hmm.
to Houston. You remember that, Mama?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So we went a lot of places together. And then when I got to be grown and start having children of my own, Mama was there for me all the time. It was one time she came down. I had to go to this training class to become an instructor, and that was a very pivotal time in my career, and that would open up doors for me to be able to do a lot of things in my career and go to the next level. And that class was 3 weeks long, and I didn't know how I was going to do that and take care of my five children all at the same time. Well, guess who came to the rescue? My mama came down there. She took care of them kids for 3 whole weeks. Now, y'all, that's a feat. My five children, she took care of every single one of them. And she'd drive them to school. She'd take them to football practice. She'd do everything with them children, make sure they was bathed and fed every day. And when she would go and pick up my youngest baby from school, she couldn't hardly see why she was driving. And she tell my little 6-7-year-old baby, you be my eyes. Be grandmama eyes while she driving. So I am always grateful for my mama, and everything that I have, I owe it to the Lord, and I owe it to her in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to let everybody else talk first, and then I'll say what I'm going to say, because, you know, I say what I say.
When I say it,
all in between. But we're going to open up the lines now, and y'all don't have to press your number one key, because I'm going to open up your line anyhow. Praise God. Amen. You're here today, so you're here for a reason today. We're going to start with Minister Rachel. Minister Rachel. So we're giving some wonderful remarks about our mothers this morning. Minister Rachel and family, you got your mute on? You probably cooking. You have your mute on, Minister Rachel? Okay, we'll come back to you, honey. All right, Pastor Price. And Pastor Don is next, and then we have, I think, Arthur Amber, or is that Minister Joy? One of the two of y'all. I think that's Minister Joy's number. Okay. Pastor
We're Price. All on one line. Hi. We're all on one line. Joy going to go first. Here she is.
Okay.
Happy Mother's Day to all. I love you. Kisses. Yeah. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. I truly thank God for Grandma and every single one of you, and I pray you have a very blessed day.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Well,
so
they're in the kitchen cooking too.
Hold on, I could have let y'all go by with that. If you want to, that's fine. But I want you to say something about your mother. Could you hear me?
Oh, okay. All right. She said that she wants you to say something about your mother. Yeah. Just tell Joy.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to thank God for my mom. First I want to thank God for Grandma, because I just truly thank God for her. And she's always been so calm and patient with her grandchildren. And I remember being 5 years old and stressed out on the one of those on the recliner chairs, and see people, and she just walked in so calm, wouldn't say anything to me. She said, "How you doing, baby?" I said, "I'm doing good, Grandma." She walked right out. I probably was doing quarters together. She didn't even say anything. And I just really thank God for Grandma, and I really thank God for my mom as well, for taking the time out. And she had me older in age, and she just, the patience that she has had with me, and I see the strength that God has put in her. And I just truly thank God for my mom. And for when I was 5, she taught me the books of the Bible. She just really took the time out for me. And I appreciate her love and support throughout my whole life. And I say happy Mother's Day to you all. And I thank God for my mom and for Grandma. I love you all. Hey, I'm
Amen. Amen. Hello, Minister Joy.
I just want to say to all the lovely ladies, my mom, Aunt Barbara, and Marianne, yeah, all my aunties and Grandma, that I love them so much, and I really appreciate them. Everything y'all do, the love that y'all have and shown for me all my life, I just want to give that to you in return. So I love all y'all.
Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. And she's focused this morning, I mean this afternoon, on cooking, and she's in there cooking. Her and Amber are in there cooking. I think they're making some collard greens and
and other things in there that they're in there cooking this afternoon. And so I praise God for what they're doing in there today. I wanted to come on and just thank God for each one of you all. The best is for last. I want to thank God for Mary, my sister Mary, and even though we call you the baby sister, but I thank God for the wisdom, the knowledge, and good understanding that God has given you. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to you, Mary, and I thank God that you would even not count it robbery to spend your Mother's Day with your mother, because I know that there are so many in your family that would, your five children, of your children, that would want to celebrate you. So I just thank God for you, Mary. And then I thank God for you, Apostle Kizzy, and for you as a mom, both as a natural mom and as a nurturing mom. You've been not only a natural mom to your daughter, but also a nurturing mom to so, so many. So I want to say happy Mother's Day to you, and thank God for the infusion of love in you and Mary, the love of God that shows through in your lives on a daily basis. I appreciate both of you all, and thank God for you. Pastor Catherine, in her absence there today, I just wanted to say happy Mother's Day to her, too, today. And then I wanted to come back to you, Pastor Mom, and say happy Mother's Day. For me, Mom, when I begin to think about honoring you and celebrating you, it's always a grateful journey. It's a journey of gratefulness that God would bless us with a wonderful mom like you. I want to thank God for allowing us to be born from you and to be born as your children. Hallelujah, because there's so many people that say they have the greatest mom in the world and they have the best mom. And I thank God that you are truly and are truly the best mom that any child could have ever had. I thank God for you. Amen. I thank God for Dad and for the team that you all made and raising us at that time. So I thank God for you, Pastor Mom. I thank God for how you made sure that we were provided for on a daily basis, that I never knew that what the world would classify, quote, as poor. I never knew we were ever poor because we were always rich to us. And you all made sure that we had plenty to eat. I thank God for that. I laughed at the thing of plenty to eat. They used to say some of us were wasteful about food. I used to hear my grandma say that. And I just say happy heavenly Mother's Day to Lama, too, while we're there. And so I thank God for all that you, even where we were clothed, and you taught us about, taking a bath and keeping ourselves clean and about washing our faces. We get up, that's what the dad is saying, about making sure your face was washed when we got up in the morning. But you all worked as a dynamic team. You even honored where you didn't want us to ever hear. I don't know who made the decision never to argue, for us to ever hear you all argue. But for me, I never heard you all argue. I never, in all the time when we were coming up, he wasn't saying that things were perfect, but you all wanted your children to know that you all were united. So I was so grateful to God for that, because we didn't hear, we knew that if we came against one, we were coming against both of you all. It wasn't pitting one against the other. I just thank God for you. I thank God that I'm always talking about that as a young girl, that there were so many people that borrowed my clothes. One lady across the street and one lady that lived behind us, they would borrow my clothes because you got me a credit card as a young girl so I could be able, well, Martha and Catherine were small. They were, maybe sevens and eights and nines. I was more size 13 and size 16 at that time. And so you wanted to make sure your little chunky girl was dressed nicely. And thank God I thank God so much for the credit card that you got at Lane Bryant back way back when, and to give me the nicest clothes. I thank God as the years went by, and as we began to have our family, that each one of us, you were so integrally involved in each one of us, that it for seven of us to be seven children, you made each one of us feel like we were like an only child. There was no favoritism, where things were concerned, and I thank God for that. And thank God that, like when Don graduated and I was 6 months pregnant with Joy, and you came to Don's graduation, you were one of the first ones to go in the house where we were buying a new house when Don was graduating from high school. And you came for Don's graduation, high school graduation,
you not only came, and you've gone to countless graduations now for every member, every one of your children. That means so much. That just means so, meant so much to me. And then when I would have babies and had the Joy and Amber, and there you were. You weren't there for Joy because you had had a stroke at that time. And we were all able to come that year when Joy was born, and all of us met at your house at that time. Here was Mark had Andy, and Mary had Wendell, and then I had Joy. And those three, I could never forget the picture of the three of them leaning one to another on that couch at your house as we all gathered together for after that time, because I couldn't come and fly at that time when you had a stroke, but I was able to come for Christmas, and all of us met there at the house at that time. And I praise God for you. Just a grateful journey. And then I thought about when Amber was born, that I wasn't able. You told me, you said, I'm not coming to see about you because you're a young woman. You said, I'm coming to see about you because you're old. That's what you told me. I'm not coming to see about you because you're a young woman, because you're old. And you got in that house and made sure that everything was, because I couldn't hardly do nothing the whole time I was pregnant. I was very, very sick. So my house was not in order. It was just not in order. And you came in, and I'm telling you, you got sheets on the bed so that when I would get home from the hospital, the sheets and the bed was done, the house was ready, everything was done when we got back from that house, when you came to California to come and see about your older child having a baby up in her 40s, you know. And so I thank God so much for all that you have done. And not only that, I thought about when Joy graduated from college from Clark Atlanta. And there you were again in the rain. It's out there raining. Right out there raining in Atlanta, Georgia. Outside. And there you were again as a part of every thread and fiber of our lives. You tried to be as much as you could to be involved in our lives. So I that's just not all. The first and foremost is your walk in the Lord. And you are the one that we have the privilege, you and I, Pastor Mom, to be able to be trained up under the same people. We used to go to the home meeting that they used to have, the cell groups that they had with Margaret Wren and others. And we would go to that cell group, and we were introduced to the teachings of the Word of God, of having faith in God, of being baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. And when you got baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, you called me on the phone, and you said, Helen, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. And you said, oh, I see. I can say your tongue. I can do it, Mom. And I just wanted to say that we, in our walk in the Lord, I can remember when you got filled with the Holy Ghost, and Apostle is there now, but you and Apostle are now very, very close. And Apostle was on her journey of coming in to know the Lord in a real and personal way and be baptized with the Holy Ghost. And one time she cried and she said, I think you and Mama are kind of close together. Y'all close. But I knew it wasn't about us being close. I told her, I said, no, I said, we close. I'm Mama's pastor. I said, Mama gets on me too if I'm late, because Mom, that's one of the things I'm grateful for, was that you're always on time. You're going to get up. I've been thinking about when I'm here in the household. Okay, I said, now, Mama, you know, he said, what would Jesus do? Sometimes I think, what would Mama do? I said, now, Mama getting ready to go, and we know we got to get downtown, and we know we got to get a go where we've got to go. We got to get up early. And, Mama, you would already have the plan. If you haven't, when you were having even doing services and planning the meetings for East St. Louis Christian Center, you might start a whole year in advance getting ready. It wasn't about getting things ready at the last minute or when you got ready to go somewhere. We know you're going to be up in time enough. You're going to take a bath and shower and go on to do what you had to do. And that's another thing I'm grateful for, is that you, even though sometimes we fall short of some things, but I was grateful that I often tell you, I never smelled my mama smell bad. That may not sound, but I said, never smelled my mama smell bad. And I said, I thank God for a mom that was clean in every aspect, and then you lived the life before us. And that, I know it seems like you say, Helen, going, always going long, but you know what? You know, this will give you flowers while you live it. Sometimes people will stand up and they'll say things when finally we, all of us, are going to go, every one of us are going to go the way. It's appointed unto men wants to do a certain thing, and then afterwards we're going to be before the Lord. Thing to hear things while we're yet in the land of the living.
And I thank God for you. I thank God for letting you be here another Mother's Day to be with us. And we thank God for many, many more Mother's Days. And so I thank God. I thank God for your walk in the Lord, for the love you have for everybody and the love you show. So I thank God for you, Pastor Mom. I did, we did send that great big balloon, but we did also, if Apostle would check her thing, she'll see that we also sent things, something so that you can, we know that when you get your Mother's Day things, you always go and do something special with it to take care of yourself. Like, and I've learned that too. You might go buy bras or other essential things or slips, other essential things that you would need at that time. There may be some essential things that you may need at this time. And so we thank God for the things that you've taught us how to do, how to be able to give to others. You've been a giver all your life. And I thank God for you giving and teaching us so many, many things. So I love you, Pastor Mom. I thank God for you. And I'm going to stop, Apostle. This is the last thing. Even when before you got so where you couldn't read it for yourself like you really want to read it, you were already with Charles Capps' book. You were already reading as much as you could on a daily basis. You were speaking the word over yourself. So when the time came for us to do it, and when we began to do it and take up the mantle to be able to do it for you, you had already set everything in course. So we thank God for who you are. We thank God for you being that pioneer for us, for being the prayer warrior, that you were getting up at 3 o'clock every single morning, even when you worked. You got up at 3 o'clock in the morning to pray and seek the Lord's face, and then the love that flows through you to us and to others. So I love you, Pastor Mom. I salute you on this special day. I'm grateful to God for you, and I say happy, happy Mother's Day. I love you, Mom. God bless. And that's it for me.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, we're going to open the line for, and thank you, Pastor Price. That was good. That was good. Some of that brought tears to my eyes. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. Hallelujah. All right, I'm going to open a line now for Pastor Dunn.
Hey, hey, happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you all. I'm Barbara. I have to go with you first. I remember Albuquerque, New Mexico. I really fell in love with my Aunt Barbara in Albuquerque, New Mexico, because I thought that that was such a cool place to be in. And I've just had much respect for my Aunt Barbara. You know, I could always guarantee that, you know, when I'm going through something or if I'm doing something wrong and I try to avoid my Aunt Barbara and I just so happen to call, there's a word that comes forth. So that kind of scared me over the years. So I've kind of avoided, you know, because, you know, if I want, I knew if I talk to her, the truth is going to come out, you know. So,
praise.
And my grandmother, Lord have mercy. How do I start? I have a burger story like Uncle Mark. I came in from I think it was a spring break or something like that, from college. It was either spring break or some short break that I came in. And my grandma, you know, Uncle Mark said the Big Mac, but I don't know what this burger was called, but, you know, the Flintstones had the Brontosaurus burgers that was really huge. But she made me this burger that was so huge, and to this day I've not seen anybody make a burger that big before. And she sat down at the kitchen table and watched me eat it and was just looking at me while I was eating it, and I was like, man. But, you know, Grandma, we've been through a whole lot. I remember when she was having her hip and knee surgeries. I think it was knee surgeries. I laid in the bed with her, and when it was thundering and lightning, I used to come jump in the bed with her, and, you know, she never told Granddaddy I was stealing the cookies off the refrigerator because those cookies were good. So, but I love you, Grandma, and I appreciate appreciate that Grandma gave her favorite grandson the greens recipe that she's given everybody else the different one, but she gave me the real one. So I love you, Grandma.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I thank and my mom says save the best for last, but all of you women have been impactful and the best in my life. But my mother, I don't even know what to say about her. I mean, sometimes I think my mother's sister, because, you know, we are close. I mean, you know, what can I say about my mother? You know, I know where I get my once I find out a little bit about something, I run away with it because I've told my mother about certain things like podcasting and graphics and stuff, and she's ran away with it. And I introduced it to her, you know, someone who has more followers than me. And I'm out there like that, but she's got more followers than me. And, you know, she speaks so eloquently and just a gracious and strong mother. Just the example of the line that Grandma passed down to all of her girls, just how to be a mother, a real mother, through thick and thin, no chaser, no, you know, no pity patting. You know, I'm going to tell you what it is, and then I love you. And women of God, that's a rare find in this world today, that you have so many women that come from a line of grandmas and mothers that have daughters that are women of God. So I just appreciate that about my mother and my grandmother and my aunt. And, you know, like I said, my mom is she's awesome, and I thank God for my mother, you know. And you know, I love you all, and I thank y'all for just being a great part of my life and raising me.
Well, I love you too.
So that's it.
Amen. I love you too. We love you. So glad to hear you on this morning with us, that you came on and the wonderful words. I don't remember doing those things or saying those things, but I guess you needed to hear whatever the Lord told you. So I
no, you said them. You said them. Because certain things have stuck out to me, and you said them, and then it just came vividly to me as you all were talking, and I had memories of how impactful you were to me down the years, me growing up to this age that I am now. So, you know, it's just a blessing.
Well, praise God, and we are godly proud of you. Hallelujah. You know, just love to see your wife and your two children. Just godly proud of what God is doing in you right now. Praise God. And we know he's doing greater things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm just hearing that that there are some greater things that he's doing in you. And you haven't shared it with a lot of people, but the Lord said, yes, this is me. This is me. I'm working some things out in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, the enemy may have tried to from you, but the Lord says, I'm giving them back to you exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask, think, or even imagine. Hallelujah. And I'm just hearing him saying, you're not missing a beat on anything. You are not behind. You're not lagging behind. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Don. All right. Okay, Minister Rachel, if you're available to say something, go ahead and press your number one key. Praise God. Amen. Well, I'm gonna talk about my mom, Pastor Mom. It's so many things that I could say about, you know, when I was young. So many things that I remember. I'm trying to cut it down. Okay, children. You know, we praise the Lord. You know, some people are a little older now, and they try to get on their knees and do things and can't get back up. You know, but God is good. Hallelujah. He got up. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So I can think of things when I was young. Just things of how, I must have been very young. I can recall laying on the sink and Mom washing my hair as I was laying on the kitchen sink, and she was washing my hair. And then when I, my eyes, you know, from her drying my hair, then she kissed me. So that was one sweet memory that I had. And then I can recall when I was a teenager, she just gave me her car practically. I don't know how I had the car so long. And maybe I took her to work and she just gave me the car. But I remember I would drive all over in St. Louis and to take lessons and all kinds of stuff. But I had a great freedom with the car, and I never felt like she was scared, you know, when I would drive. But sometimes I'd be halfway on two wheels driving into the park, into our driveway. And so, I mean, she's just been very free like that I can, you know, recall. And I want to get to this time in our lives. I didn't know that I was chosen to be with her like this. I had no clue, but I know that this is God. You know, many things happened in my life, but just did not know that he would put me here with her. And I want to say to Don, I not only got the recipe for the greens, I was her sous chef. You understand, Pastor Don? That's our family. That's how we talk. Anyway, I was her sous chef for years. And now that she's not cooking as much as she used to cook, now when I make greens and I give God all the glory, they say, "Ooh, Mama made these greens." And I'm like, "Uh-huh, she sure did." Amen. Amen. So I've learned the secret. Hallelujah, being the sous chef. And if you want to know her turkey and dressing secret,
ooh, wait.
Come on, somebody, especially that dressing.
Ooh, wait.
I know the secret. Okay, Don? I'll share it with you. Okay? Amen. And I'm messing with Pastor Don because he's a chef. And he wants all the good family recipes. But that one. It's not a big thing, but it makes all the difference. Praise God. So I think one of the honors is that I've learned how to cook like her from being with her and helping her. And the things in her life, the way she does things has kind of rubbed off on me. You know, being on time. I'm more on time than I used to be. And for Pastor Mom, if you're supposed to be there at 4 and you're there at 4, you're late.
Mm-hmm.
And how she prepares things in advance. You know, she doesn't wait till the last minute. I'm getting there. I'm getting there with it. But she doesn't wait until the last minute to do something. She prepares things in advance. And what I see a lot with Pastor Mom is, and I've learned in this time, because I've been with her now on a close basis for the past 12 years. So I've learned about, you know, dedication, because I know this is all God. You know, this is how God, what God has done with her. And she, you know, she's just dedicated to do things. And determined. Amen. She has a determination, even with that, the bleeding and all that she went through, and then coming back to get the strength. She's determined to do the things that she's doing, you know, and to exercise. And when she wants to do something now, she wants to do it. A woman. Praise God. And I'm going to kind of stop with this. I could go on and on. But, you know, she does trust in the Lord with all her heart.
Amen.
She don't lean to her own understanding. Amen. And in all his ways, you know, she acknowledges him and he directs her path. That I have seen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And, oh, I keep going. But I really love when we were all trying to make decisions about what kind of test she was going to have when she was in the hospital. We had our sibling conversation going on, and we was going to make the decision of what was going to happen with her. And then suddenly she said, the Lord said. And she heard from the Lord in a dramatic way, to the point it was just tears coming out. When she said what he said, and we had the answer. So we all stepped back and did what Mama said do, and we didn't look back, and yes, and God proved himself out.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That she had definitely, she definitely heard.
Thank you, Lord.
From the Lord. Amen. And that's such a blessing. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So now, Minister Rachel, I see that you're back. Oh, I got to say one thing. Pastor Mom is my natural mother. Pastor Price is my spiritual mother.
Amen.
She's
Amen.
My sister, but she's my spiritual mother.
Yes.
And I was just talking to Evangelist Barbara Lloyd this morning, and she was telling me, she said, I remember you before you were you. I said, mm-hmm, when I was Miss Snooty Corporate America. That's what she knew me as that. But it was one day, I think Pastor Price was at Evangelist Barbara Lloyd's apartment in New York, Yonkers, New York, and God gave her a word that I was coming all the way in. I was saved already, but I wasn't all the way in now in my whole life with the Lord. And she heard that. I think she was in Barbara Lloyd's, Evangelist Barbara Lloyd's shower, and heard that, and they just both rejoiced and cried for me. And then I didn't know, but it all happened and it all came together. And I thank God. I mean, the Lord was saying, Pastor Price, wherever I was, like Pastor Don said, Albuquerque, New Mexico, wherever I moved, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Denver, Colorado, New Jersey, the different places in New Jersey, she would show up, and every time she would show up, I would change. And it scared John Kinsey. It scared him so bad because I would change. I would stop doing something and start going towards the Lord. And he got just a little scared of that, you know, every time. But it got to the point where I just had to go all the way with the Lord. And Pastor Price, I thank God for you even now. for the labor of love throughout the year. He even had the Lord even had her to preach in New York, preach in New York for 10 years on Mother's Day, 10 years in a row, and that was awesome, and that was a life changer for me, for her to be there. So I thank God for you, Pastor Price.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, I'm going to open the line for Minister Rachel, and we're going to close after her. Minister Rachel?
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. And when I know my earthly mom is no longer living, but when she was alive and was well, she made some delicious dinners. So some things, when I remember smell, I would think, yes, she made delicious meatloaf, delicious pot roast, and it was a dish that used to make chicken curry. But God blessed me to see a definition of a godly mom and a mom accountable for the souls of her children through you, God, Mom, and how you love me and my family the way that you do, and how God knit us together. So I honor God for blessing you to be my godmom and Pastor Mom to be my God grandma. And I love you all, and y'all are my real family in Christ Jesus. And I love each and every one of you. And
amen.
Happy Mother's Day, Kevin.
Happy Mother's Day. Thank you for that. Who said that? Was that Gabrielle or Amber?
You know that's Amber.
Yeah, I was going to say that was Amber. I'm starting to know their voices. I'm starting to know.
Yes. And Gabrielle
thank
came
you
to
so
ask you the same to me.
Say it again.
Oh, Gabrielle came in after you were saying something. She said Happy Mother's Day, too.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. All right, God bless you all. Have a good day.
You too.
Have a blessed day. Amen. Amen. So as we get ready to close today, amen, we're going to give people an opportunity to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Hallelujah.
My sister patted me on my leg, and I thought she was just loving on me. Please realize, okay, I'm trying to see what the Lord said to do. Realize
amen.
That the word of God says that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And all we have to do is believe, according to Romans 10:9, that if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross and God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
Amen.
And so we're just going to go and to the Lord, call upon his name, that you might be saved this day. So please repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father.
Dear Heavenly Father.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth.
And believe in my heart.
And believe in my heart.
That Jesus died for my sins.
That Jesus died for my sins.
And that you raised him from the dead.
And that you raised him from the dead.
I trust your word.
I trust your word.
That whosoever calls on you.
That whosoever calls on you.
Shall be saved.
Shall be saved.
Lord, please forgive.
Please forgive
all my sins.
All my sins.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And thank you, Lord.
And thank you, Lord.
For saving my soul.
For saving my soul.
And making me whole.
And making me whole.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
If you prayed that prayer and truly believe it in your heart, you are now saved. And we recommend East St. Louis Christian Center as a home church for you. Amen. And if you can't be with us online or physically here, we recommend that you find your Bible-believing church that will help you learn more and more about the Lord and grow in a closer relationship to him, because it's all about your relationship with him. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom, either you close us out or Mary's going to close us out.
You can go
ahead. Okay.
Amen.
Okay. I enjoyed everything that went on today.
Yes.
And I thank the Lord for
May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. That's good, Pastor Mom. Amen. God bless you all. Have a blessed Mother's Day tomorrow, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. We have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures on Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. We have Frank and Tom's Tuesday. This Wednesday is Prophetic Healing. Hallelujah. Only once a month. So this Wednesday, if anyone's in need of healing, call in 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. And then on Thursday, just pick it up and let it go. Amen. On Thursday, then we will have the Thursday edition of God in the Midst. Praise God with Pastor Shirley Bird. Hallelujah. So, and she is an on-fire woman of God. Go ahead and pick it up. Amen. And so we're looking forward to hearing from her. All right. God bless you all. Have a blessed rest of the day.